It is 5:02 on March 25th, 2005, and so I will go ahead and call to order this meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. First item that we have on the agenda is an opportunity for members of the public to comment on an item, not one that we would have some other action on the agenda for, but on public comment for 3 minutes, including items on the agenda. So if anyone would care to speak about an item that we won't have another opportunity later, please feel free to step up to the microphone and say your name and address. All right, no one being here to speak for that, we will go ahead and move forward. And the first item on the agenda, item number 3.
I'll say, just close the public hearing so she gets the time.
That was public comment.
Oh, no, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm not paying attention. Go ahead.
Okay, so we are through with public comments. So we will go ahead and move forward. And we do have a quorum. And so we're going to consider an action on the minutes from last meeting from March 11th, 2025. And those minutes are included in the packet. Does anyone have any comments or corrections or?
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes on the March 11th, 2025 regular meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay, the minutes for March 11th are approved. The next item on the agenda is the public hearing. So I'm going to open the public hearing on application for site development plan in a planned district, retail shop, lots 2 and 3, block 9, Oakdale Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 825-827 Estates Drive. So at this point, we will hear comments on that. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak up on this? Anyone have any comments on the, again, this is the application for a site development. This is the same property I believe we took a look at the last meeting with the prior step to this. Seeing no comments from the public, we will move on. I will close the public hearing at 5:04 p.m. and go to the next item, which is to discuss and consider an action on the recommendation to the City Council regarding this application for a site development. Same one, lot 2 and 3, block 9, Oakdale Addition to the City of Woodway. 825-827.
Yes, thank you. Anybody have any questions for me? You would remember we did talk about this at the app to develop phase, I believe, last meeting. This is now the site development right here on Estates.
I was going to ask you if this may not be exactly a correct time to announce this, but do you know what the type of veneer is going to be for the construction? Is it going to be a wood veneer, brick veneer, block, painted?
I don't know, but we can't regulate. We can ask him, but we can't regulate. We can't regulate what, as long as it meets code, we can't regulate, but we can.
I know that.
We can look at it. I mean, you can ask. Stucco.
Stucco. There you go. That's good. Okay.
That was easy.
That'd be nice.
Quick question. I should probably know this, but I noticed there's not a ton of storage with this building, which I feel like isn't really that relevant, but I'm curious, like, if the owner was ever to want to add like a storage shed or something in the future, what's the process? Is that something that has to be approved by the city, or is that outside of
it would as an accessory structure, but as a commercial property, yeah, they can pretty much probably put it wherever they want. But you can see there's no room, there's not gonna be room in the front, but on other pieces of property, it would be the same as kind of this same deal, depending on the size. If it's a small storage building, no, they would just get it permitted and come set it in. But if it's, you know, 600 square foot, if it's a
That's
big storage
I mean,
building,
yeah,
right. Something like that would come back, would come back. But if it's underneath the normal size, no, it would just be, yeah, if she needed to store some materials in the back, it would be the same as just a regular storage building.
They don't have to have a dumpster, do they?
They don't. They specifically, they did include, you're right, No commercial property is required to have a dumpster, but if you want a dumpster, you have to screen it. So Amy actually went ahead, they've submitted a letter saying, if you look on their plans, they show in the back, I think it's back where the mechanical instruments are, they show kind of a spot for some hand carts. And a building this size, I think we would even agree that they're probably not going to need a dumpster, but right, they show hand carts. As long as they're telling us they want to use hand carts, not a dumpster pad. But they would have to follow the same rules. If they were to call City Hall and ask for a dumpster, they would have to follow the same rules as if they were asking for one today.
Okay, I got you.
But yeah, they do indicate on the plans a location for hand carts, just little pushy pushies. Yeah.
What would they use hand carts for?
Well, the trash.
Oh.
It's just their personal, their supplied trash cans.
I got you.
Is what.
Oh, trash can.
It's just a trash can. Oh, yeah. That we call it a cart. The one with the wheels are called carts. It's just a trash can. We don't. They'll probably have to take it to the curb for the trash to pick up. Just like any resident on estates, be the same thing. They bring it out to the curb.
So they just put it on the curb for the trash?
True.
I just had a question. I know that we're looking at it for retail use, and this might be kind of unrelated. Just a question. I have seen in larger cities where small buildings with a similar configuration have been used for a lot. Cigars, salons, or whatever you would call them, would that be a permitted use as a retail establishment? Just curious.
As far as like a humidor or cigar lounge,
yes.
Would not be allowed because of the 50% rule, and you can't smoke in a building in Woodway, and it's not really zoning, but we do fall under rules, ordinance rules that did not allow that. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the extended patio areas was what made me think about that kind of a configuration. So.
Yeah, we've got our alcohol rules, tobacco rules are pretty stringent as far as that goes.
Couldn't open up a smoke shop.
Potentially a smoke shop, yes, to sell tobacco, but you could not smoke on site.
No, you couldn't smoke.
But yeah, I mean, we allow.
They cannot do that.
They're not going to do that. We allow smoke shops, right? Right. We do allow those in the city, right?
Are there any other questions or comments or discussion regarding this? I'm ready for a motion.
Oh, if you do, I'll make one comment now instead of at my regular time. I did, after speaking with PD, there is a local ordinance that does not allow you to park in the bike lane. That's local. It's no state laws, but there's local ordinance. They've assured me that you cannot park in that bike lane. So I know it was a concern. And last time we were kind of unclear, but he's assured me that you can't.
Will they be putting up no parking signs?
It's not required.
It's not required.
It's just there's a local ordinance that prohibits it, so they don't have to put.
People don't know that.
Well, I guess they will when they get pulled over or when the cops show up.
When they get a ticket on the windshield.
True. I don't know if we do that, but.
And where is parking going to be for the building?
In your packet, you'll show it's a very small building, so there's five spots that are in the little turnaround. There's a fire lane and five parking spots in front of the building.
Any other questions? Discussion?
No. You want to do it, Caleb?
Yep. I make a recommendation to the city council, or make a recommendation for approval to the city council regarding the application for site development plan in a planned district retail shop lots 2 and 3, block 9, Oakdale Edition of the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 827 Estates Drive.
And second.
All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Okay, that motion passes. Next item, staff updates.
There are no updates at this time.
All right. Y'all have my favorite motion. Somebody else has to make it tonight.
I move that we adjourn.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. This meeting is adjourned at 5:11 p.m.
Right here.
Thank you very much.
Right here.